Let's head down to Dunedin now, catch up with our TSN Jays reporter here, Scott Mitchell. That just felt like a big distraction to me, Mitch. You were in the scrum, though. I know it kind of started on last year's form, but this is a guy who had a 5.5 ERA and one of the worst seasons for any starter in the American League. And I didn't get the sense like that came up nearly enough yesterday.
Yeah, well, it's definitely an odd time to be asking for a contract extension and being mad about not receiving any sort of offer when you're coming off your worst season in your career. So it was odd from start to finish. And you know what? To Stroman's credit, some of the things he said were true. I appreciate the honesty. I appreciate the candid nature of that scrum. But man, when you read between the lines and you really listen to what he said, and you said it, pandering to the city. He's been doing that for a number of months now, and I've kind of noticed it quietly. It happens on Instagram, and, you know, he leads out the Toronto Blue Jays. I love the city of Toronto. I love Canada. He has never once said that he loves the Toronto Blue Jays, and that's all you need to know about this relationship. And, you know, they're headed for a divorce eventually, and we'll see how long that takes to come to fruition.
And, like, in your estimation, what do you think the reaction would have been? And I'm not trying to criticize anyone in that scrum, and I don't really know about interviewing people, but my question would have been, why do you think you deserve an extension after that season? If somebody asked that to him, would he have, like, stormed off and that's the end of the interview? What do you think his reaction would have been?
I think he'd talk about the body of work, and, you know, he would talk about the fact that, hey, I went out there and pitched hurt last year, and that was the start of the scrum. He admitted that his shoulder wasn't right all last season, and, you know, pitching coach Pete Walker kind of confirmed that later. So I think that's what he believes his value is wrapped up in, is trying to go out there being a team guy, being a guy that, you know, like he says, that does all this sort of stuff in the city for the organization, things like that. And, you know, the body of work, hey, 2017, that was a great year. That could be his peak, you know, his peak years. And, you know, I think he would point to that and say, look at all the things I've done. And he's done it a number of times. When he came back from the ACL, he's taken that the last couple of years and say, hey, look, I pushed myself to get back from that ACL in time for the playoffs that year. And, you know, he's not wrong about that, but it's what have you done for me lately? And it's just an odd time.
Well, and we all knew how Ross Atkins would approach it. Ross was going to dance around it. He wasn't going to get into it.
But his competitiveness.
Yeah, he's going to say what you would expect him to say publicly. But behind the scenes, what's your understanding of how Atkins, Shapiro really feel about Stroman and his standing in this rebuild?
Behind the scenes, man, there's a number of people in this organization that are sick of the act. They're sick of the show. They're sick of the me first attitude, and then the, you know, kind of double talk of trying to portray himself as a team guy. And, you know, that's the reason why there's no contract offer. There have been talks. There have 100% been talks, due diligence, saying, hey, well, what would it take? And they are not even close to the same ballpark. And, you know, that's what it's going to be. They don't want this guy in the clubhouse teaching the young kids to be that way, to act the way he does at certain points, whether it's to the media or to, you know, opposing teams. I mean, he's had ruffled feathers all across this league. And, you know, the Blue Jays aren't interested in that. They're interested in him going out and pitching well and being a trade chip. And, you know, if he didn't have that year last year, he probably would have been out the door by now. And, you know, this is inevitable in my mind because, you know, unless Stroman's price drops to some sort of bargain, which it's not, you know, I don't see any way that they're going to be able to find common ground on that. And right now it's just about going out and upping that value and getting back to what he was in 2017, and the Blue Jays will start to field offers.
So they're begging this guy to be on fire to start this season.
That might be the most important storyline. Him and Aaron Sanchez and Ken Giles, if those guys go out and pitch like they can, the Blue Jays could be, you know, the power players at the trade deadline, because, you know, having a closer like Ken Giles and two you know, youngish starters that have proven to be you know, capable of both carrying a load and pitching you know, well down the stretch. You know, it's going to be interesting. And, you know, there's so many variables between now and then. But I think this winter, they just didn't get anything that really, you know, even got them into a room to discuss whether they would trade these guys. They need them to go out in April, May, June and look like they did in 2017 in Stroman's case and way back in 2016 in Sanchez's case.
So if that's the case and that's the approach, they're going full Houston Astros on this thing, where they are going to go to the bottom of the barrel. I don't know if a lot of listeners even understand this, but the Astros, 3 or 4 years ago, before they became contenders, they were easily the worst team in the big leagues. So that's kind of where this seems like it's heading.
Well, the Chicago Cubs did the same thing. I don't know that it's going to be to that level, because when you look at what the Astros and Cubs did, they didn't have a guy like Vladimir Guerrero Jr. that's a potential MVP candidate ready to step into the lineup. Bo Bichette is already in AAA. So their wave of young guys is a little bit closer. And it's interesting to see what strategy they have when it comes to trading Stroman and Sanchez, because you could get AAA pitching that is close to the majors. You could go dip down into lower level systems and find guys that are a little bit further away, which would probably align with kind of what you said there. So, you know, there's ways to go about it. We've also seen the Blue Jays, you know, trade a guy like Jay Happ for Brandon Drury and Billy McKinney, two guys that are major league ready. So, you know, you're not necessarily going to see them, you know, out the door for low level guys. It could be guys that are either close to major league ready or young big leaguers already, you know, performing.
All right, Scotty, enjoy yourself down there. We appreciate the update. We'll do it again soon.
No problem, boys. Take care.
There's Scott Mitchell, our Jays reporter, live from Dunedin.